A retired diplomat, KB Asante, has called on Ghanaians to support the leader who emerges victorious in the 2012 elections with the interest of the nation as the paramount objective. In an interview with Radio Ghana's Umaru Sanda, Mr. Asante said, though it is important for political parties to project different ideological orientations in the management of the country, these differences should always inure to the benefits of the country. He hoped that the unity exhibited by Ghanaians on the death of President Mills will continue.
I've seen Ghanaians of all walks of life, of different political persuasions, coming together to mourn the death of their leader or the head of state of Ghana as their father. And the camaraderie I've seen is very remarkable. I hope that will continue, not only here but in Ghana, so that though we have our differences, whether political, ethnic, whatever it is, we will all come together as we've done today as Ghanaians, to see to the progress and well-being of our country.
You've been advocating for peace, for good moral. Will you attest to the fact that after the death of our late president, Atamus, this has reflected in the attitude?
We have seen what we can do when we come together. And the death seems to have at least momentarily united us. What I'm saying is that we should continue. We should realize that when we come together, we can all do something great for Ghana. It doesn't mean that we should put away or forget our own ideas, ideologies, and so on, or the path we want Ghana to take. But that when we have selected the leader, we should try to give him and support him to do what he wants to do. Even if we don't support him, we shouldn't frustrate him. I think that is what the times tell us today. We are one nation, and we have terrible problems at the moment. These problems cannot be solved when we are divided. We should be united. We should have differences. But once we've elected someone, a leader, we should know that we should give him the chance to do what he can. If after 4 years he's not done well, we can change it. But whilst it's the subtle, we can criticize him, but we should know that he's leader and support all his good works.
So the general public, the Ghanaian youths and the African youths in particular, what clue should they take from this event?
Well, they should take a clue from what the leaders have done, in that even though at the grassroots they may have problems, and they should promote the interests of their particular group, but they should know that at the end they are all Ghanaians, as their leaders and elders have shown today.
A retired diplomat, KB Asante.